Feed additives are showing potential for reducing the risk of viral transmission through feed ingredients. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
The Swine Health Information Center, in partnership with the Pipestone Applied Research Group, South Dakota State University, and Kansas State University, have been exploring the prospects of using feed additives to reduce the risk of transmitting viruses through feed. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says 10 different products have been looked at that might be added to feed to mitigate potential risks from viral contamination.
Of course, we are interested in any of the virus contaminations, but we're especially interested in, for example, African swine fever, foot and mouth disease, and classical swine fever, pseudorabies, those things that we don't have in the U.S. that we may be at risk of importation. So those are of high interest, and we're using Seneca Valley virus as the surrogate for all of those because our research has shown that Seneca Valley has the propensity to be able to survive longer in feed products than any of those other foreign animal disease viruses. So if we look at Seneca Valley, then we've caught all of the others that won't survive quite as long. So that's the virus that we're testing with the feed products of high interest, and those that look like they are most effective include medium-chain fatty acids, formaldehyde products, but there are a list of others that we're also looking at. I can say our preliminary results at least show that there most probably won't be any product that will absolutely sterilize feed components, but we're looking at products that will be able to decrease the risk of transmission of viruses in the feed.
Dr. Sundberg says the research is getting close to the end, and a report is expected shortly. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.